This is Michael Edward Miller for WTC. A grand jury will consider the criminal charges against a Chattanooga bus driver who crashed last month, killing six elementary school children. Jonathony Walker was arrested soon after the wreck, but the first court hearing was held Thursday. Chattanooga police officer Joe Warren told the court that Walker's speed, based on tire marks near the accident site and bus video, must have been about 20 miles an hour over the limit before the deadly crash, and there was no indication Walker hit the brakes before the crash. Officer Warren also said the investigation is unfinished.
There's a lot of data we have to look at, a lot of stuff we have to look at.
Police obtained a search warrant for Walker's cell phone records, 1,400 pages of them, and they're still going through those records. Walker was using his phone while children were on the bus. Footage from the bus cameras show that. The officer said Tennessee law prohibits that.
State law is pretty specific about cell phone usage when it comes to bus drivers. And once the first child is on the bus, whether it's a motion or not, cell phone needs to be put away.
Attorney Amanda Dunn is defending Walker. She said Walker used his phone only when the bus was parked at the school, not while the bus was in motion.
Mr. Walker was looking at a phone. Is that right?
It's very possible.
Okay, bus wasn't moving, was it?
There are children on board.
Right, the bus was stationary. The bus was in park, correct? Mm-hmm. Is that a yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. So footage from the bus cameras does show Walker had his phone out while the bus was parked. What's in dispute is whether Walker put his phone down when he was actually driving the bus. The video doesn't clearly show whether he did or not. Dunn questioned the evidence indicating Walker was driving too fast on narrow, winding Tally Road and said he tried to help children in the aftermath.
Mr. Walker ran around the bus, right?
Yes, ma'am.
He got onto the rear of the bus?
Yes, ma'am.
And it looks like he attempted to give some kind of aid at the rear of the bus.
That's correct, yes, ma'am.
Before departing the bus.
Yes, ma'am.
And it was at that point then that emergency crews had arrived and began to get on the bus.
That's correct, yes, ma'am.
But at the end of the hearing, Hamilton County Judge Lila Statham decided to send vehicular homicide, reckless endangerment, and reckless driving charges to a grand jury.
I do find that the conduct of Mr. Walker did result in the death of these children, and therefore that will be bound over to the grand jury.
The grand jury could convene in late January, and it will decide whether there's enough evidence to indict Walker. He remains in custody, and his attorney declined to comment to reporters.
Is there anything you want to say?
Not today, but thank you.
Okay.
However, in court, she did say that she believes there's evidence that there are differing versions of what happened on that fatal day in November. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.